Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, your journey through Wikipedia's vast and varied content, one random article at a time. The random article for Wednesday, January 14, 2026, is Bangor Public Library. The Bangor Public Library is the public library of Bangor, Maine. It shares the IRSA's online cataloging system with the University of Maine and other Maine libraries. The library's roots date to 1830, when the Bangor Mechanic Association assembled a private collection of books. In 1873, it absorbed several other associations' libraries and became the Bangor Mechanic Association Public Library. In 1883, former U.S. Congressman and lumber baron Samuel F. Hersey left the city of Bangor a $100,000 bequest, which the city used to form a municipally owned public library. The Mechanic Association's 20,000 books formed the core collection. In 1905, the small membership fee was abolished and the library became truly open to all. By 1911, the library's collection had grown to 70,000 books. Then came the Great Fire of 1911, which destroyed the library along with most of the Bangor Business District. The library reopened that May with the 29 books pulled from the ashes and 1,300 others that had been on loan. Today, the library is listed on the National Register of Historic Places as part of the Great Fire of 1911 Historic District. In 1913, the library's new building, designed by the Boston architectural firm Peabody & Stearns, opened its doors near the high school. In 1997, the library was renovated and a new wing added, designed by Robert A. M. Stern Architects, thanks to a donation from Stephen and Tabitha King. King's story The Library Policeman was inspired by his 10-year-old son's expressed fear of returning overdue books to the Bangor Public Library because of the library police. In 2014, the library was renovated again. Plans included a new glass atrium designed by Scott Simons Architects. In June of 2023, the library hired its first community resource navigator, Olivia Scott, MSW. The position was the first of its kind and paid for through American Rescue Act funds. On an interesting note, the library contains the couch that former VP Hannibal Hamlin drew his last breath upon while playing cards too hard. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 09 UTC on Wednesday, January 14, 2026. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Bangor Public Library. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share-Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Blue Sky at wikioftheday.com. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Neural Ruth.